proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you today. Now, over the past few programs, we've been looking at Bible geography by taking a land tour of Israel, visiting places both past and present to us as we read the scriptures. The last time we were together, we visited the city of David, located just south of the old city of Jerusalem. Here, we explored Hezekiah's tunnel, which you can walk through even today. This takes you to the Pool of Siloam, where we remember the miracle of Jesus healing the blind man. The city of David is very important as it is the foundation of the city of Jerusalem. David conquered Jerusalem over 3,000 years ago and continues to be a special city even today. Now we will leave the old city of Jerusalem and head west to the modern city of Jerusalem, which is also called by Israelis the New Jerusalem. As compared to the ancient city you just came from, New Jerusalem came about in the 19th century. Now today, as you explore this area, you will find a 21st century feel as you shop along the Ben Yehuda pedestrian mall. Going farther out, you'll see the Knesset, which is Israel's parliamentary government building. Just across the street from the Knesset is the Israel Museum, that is truly a must-see when you visit Jerusalem. Here are housed amazing ancient artifacts that have also been found in Israel, including the Dead Sea Scrolls, which are located in the Shrine of the Book. Also, here is a first century model of Jerusalem that is a 1 to 50 scale model of the city of Jerusalem during the time of Jesus. Very fascinating. Just a few miles west from here is Mount Herzl. This is where Theodor Herzl, the founder of Zionism, is buried. This is also the site of Israel's National Cemetery, where many who served in Israel's wars are buried. This place is also the site where special memorials during Israel's Memorial Day are held, and a Memorial Day in Israel is right before Independence Day. Now, not far from here is one of the most gripping memorials you will ever visit. This is Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial. This special place was built to remember the lives of those 6 million Jews who perished in the Holocaust under the hand of Adolf Hitler. It also bears a special testimony of the survivors of this tragedy. Perhaps one of the most moving memorials here is the Children's Memorial dedicated to the 1.5 million children who perished during the Holocaust. The underlying theme of your visit to Yad Vashem is never forget and to say never again. This is a necessary reminder for the world today. As for other sites in the modern city of Jerusalem, the Teddy Kollek Stadium is named after the former longtime mayor of Jerusalem. It is the site of 3 of Israel's soccer league teams and serves for other sports functions such as the Maccabiah Games, which are like the Jewish Olympics that are held every 4 years. A newer sports facility is the Kraft Family Stadium, sponsored by Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots football team. This is used by the IFL, the Israeli Football League. This is American football, which is growing in acceptance and interest throughout the country. Now, when we think of Jerusalem, many of those images seem strange to put in place next to the ancient landmarks only a few miles away. A unique blend has been put in place here with the Bridge of Strings that meets you as you enter into the city of Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. This was built from inspiration of David's harp. It is a walking bridge that spans over one of the major roads in Jerusalem. It also connects pedestrians from Kiryat Moshe to Jerusalem's central bus terminal. It is also used by the Jerusalem Light Rail as well. Now, this bridge brings the new and old together in a one-of-a-kind city of Jerusalem. This really accents the skyline of Jerusalem for all to enjoy. So take a walk on the bridge the next time you are here in Jerusalem. Now, truly, the modern city of Jerusalem gives this unique view into the mystery of this special place. It's definitely a favorite of mine to visit, as well as for many others who come here to the Holy Land. Now, from ancient history to the current people and future events, there is something to learn and appreciate here at every turn. Now, I invite you to join us again in the future as we will continue our Bible geography tour of the land of Israel. So come along with us and invite a friend as well. By the way, if you've missed any of these programs and you want to hear them again, simply go to ibjm.org for more information. Also, just want to mention that IBJM does offer a special tour to Israel. I invite you to contact us here for more information about that as well. Now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.